The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Glory, 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 glory be to God Almighty. He who was and is and is to come, the name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. We thank God Almighty for yet another brand new day. Another brand new day with a brand new life. Yes, resurrection power for today, or power for today, is underway. It's underway. Today, the 16th day of the month of August 2023, in the year of the Lord. Today is 228th day of 2023. 228th day of 2023. Power for today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Chair, located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja. Be assisted by Gladys with our team, Boja Worldwide and his team. Let's just begin to thank the Lord right now. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We exalt you and uplift you. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King. Barando spikele bukari bu sheketeke basuku tu kabayata. You are the incomparable God. You are the incomparable Father. There is none to be compared unto you. There is none, absolutely none, to be compared unto you. There is none, there is no one to be compared unto you. Li papa rakata kaba itelebo shokorobo shata kabaya. Ibebebebebebebebe. The incomparable God, the incomparable God, the living God, he who lives in the multitude of light, he who is faithful, he who is gracious, he who is the Almighty, he who is able to do all things, unto him alone be all the glory, unto him alone be all the worship, unto him alone be all the adoration. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Sheketeke baroko to kape, teke baroko to kapanta, iproko to kapa rapastiki basho, libebebebeke teke barakata kabantele bashaka bara. We are here, O God, to celebrate you. We are here, O God, to say thank you, O God, for who you are. When we were like dead beings on our beds, you sent your angels to come and keep watch over us. And at the appointed time, Lord, Father, O God, you sent your spirit to quicken us. Le papa rakata kaba leketeke barakata kaba yakata kaba o Enoch. Lipapa rakata kaba itele bo shokoto kabara iprokoto kaba rababa baba 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 jebebe keteke barokoto kabala kata kabala kata lipapa leketeke barokoto kabale keteke bara lipapa lakata kabalokoto bring lipapa leketeke bara lipapa leketeke barokoto lipapa leketeke barokoto kapanta. Holy Spirit, beshekete barakata kaba itele basho, le baba lekete ke barakata kaba talabasha kaba. We thank you, 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 we thank you. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you, Lord. We say, Lord, you are God and you are King. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be uplifted. You are worthy to be magnified. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of this day. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Rabba shakata kabalika rabba shata kabaya. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Once again, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you sons and daughters of God who are already online, and those who will be joining later, I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Kotobabi Down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technical team under the media team, Boja Worldwide. This morning is another day that the Lord has given unto us, and we have nothing, no option than to say thank you and to also come to Him and submit ourselves to His authority to receive strength, to receive wisdom, to receive knowledge, to receive power, to receive grace and favor, whatever it is that we need for today. Because today is the day. That is why we have power for today. Power for today into tomorrow. Our theme today is the 228th day of the year 2023. 228th day of the year 2023. Our theme is, let the new covenant speak for me now. Let the new covenant speak for me now. Let the new covenant speak for me now. Or you can say, let the new covenant speak my time now. Let the new covenant speak my time now. Let the new covenant speak my time now. I just want to read Matthew 26, 45 to 46 in the Word Bible, the Word Bible from 26 translation. King James says, then cometh he to the disciples and said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. RSV says, are you still sleeping and talking and taking your rest? New English Bible says, still sleeping, still taking your ease. Still sleeping, still taking your ease. Another translation says, sleep and take your rest hereafter. Sleep and take your rest hereafter. Meaning that now, it's not now time to sleep and take your rest. Then behold, the hour is at hand. One translation, as I speak, the time draws near. Another translation, see, the time has come. Another translation say, hark, my time is close at hand. The portion that says, rise, let us be going. Another translation, up now and let us go. Rouse yourselves and let us go. The traitor is upon us. Here comes my betrayer. And then, when we come to Hebrews chapter, Hebrews chapter 12. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Excuse me. Yes, we'll look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 24 and 25. Hebrews 12, 24 and 25. This Bible has several leaves for a shorter verse, so it sometimes takes time. Yes. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. I read from other translation, and unto the mediator of a new covenant. That's Jerusalem Bible. Jesus, no. Okay, yeah. Another translation. And to Jesus, mediator of a new agreement. And to Jesus, the intermediary of a new covenant. To Jesus, the negotiator of a new agreement. Another version says, Barclay says, and to Jesus, by whom the new agreement has been made between God and man. I like this. By whom a new agreement has been made between God and man. Taylor's translation says, and to Jesus himself, who has brought us his wonderful new agreement. And to the sprinkling blood, and to the sprinkling of his blood, the portion that says that speaks better things than that of Abel. Other translation says that speaks better than Abel. Another translation says that tells of better things than that of Abel. Another translation says which speaks a better message than even Abel's did. RSV says, that speaks more graciously than the blood of Abel. Weymouth translation says, which speaks in more gracious tones than Abel. Moffat translation says, whose message is nobler than Abel's. Goodspeed translation says, that speaks more powerfully than even Abel's. Moffat translation says, whose message cries louder than that of Abel? And Taylor's translation says, which graciously forgives, instead of crying out for vengeance, as the blood of Abel did. Verse 25, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Another verse, see that you do not refuse him who is speaking. 20th century translation, beware how you refuse to hear him. Goodspeed, take care not to refuse to listen to him. Another verse says, be careful not to reject the speaker. So be sure you do not refuse to hear the voice of God. Beware lest ye excuse yourselves from him that speaketh. Taylor says, see to it that you obey him who is speaking to you. Now, why have I taken time to read all these translations? You have achieved your goal as a communicator when the people who are listening to you can understand and apply what you are saying. You have achieved your goal as a communicator when the people to whom you are communicating can understand what you are saying and apply it. The problem of the church today is we preachers. We are not able to bring down the message to application. We are just communicating. But remember that we communicate life. As I'm speaking right now, and the Spirit of God is speaking through me, words are life. Words are seeds. Words are raw materials. In fact, words are seeds that I am planting. Yes, and one who can open up himself or herself depending on the understanding the person is getting. That is why sometimes we take time to explain things until you can understand and apply a message to yourself. That message will be hanging in the air. But the moment the message sinks into you and begin to do something in you, I really thank God that sometimes when I'm raising the prayer point, some of the prayer point that others type, you see that sometimes I mention it and I say, this person has put it this way. It means that the person is really connected. The moment you are connected, the Holy Spirit begin to open you up. When we go to church and we are hearing the word of God, what the speaker is saying is not the final. In fact, the speaker is only opening you up to the realms of revelation. Some of you online, you write things to me. You the way you frame even the prayer point, I screenshot it. Yes. I screenshot it and I keep it. And you can hear that some of you, I mentioned it, I say, oh, let us pray. Let us pray like how this person has put it. That's the purpose of preaching. And that's the word of God. The Bible, as you see it, is a living book. Behind these words, every verse in the Bible contains over billions and trillions of revelation. You can never finish the Bible in your lifetime. When somebody says, I know all the Bible, it's a lie. But when somebody says, I've read through the Bible, that one is true. You can read through, but you can never know all the Bible, because the Bible is a living thing. It's just like saying, I know my husband through, I know my wife through, I know my child through. You don't know. You don't know all your husband. You don't know all your wife. You don't know all of that friend. You know parts. Only God knows all. Because sometimes it is situations that reveal the other side of the person. I'm telling you. Situations that reveal the other side of the person. That is why when situations arise, you should be careful. I have learned a lot from people about situations. Recently, we were engaged in a situation. And God has used that situation to teach me about people. I now know how far people can go. I now know what people can do and what they cannot do. I now know people who can go further with you and those who cannot. If that situation had not come, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. You know, let us thank God for situations. I'm telling you, let's thank God. Please, let's thank God for situations. And confusion just came. And so-and-so just came. And my friend just did this. My husband so-and-so. My so-and-so. Do you know? That situation is revealing sometimes the gift you have. The talent you have. What you are made of. That situation is also revealing your weakness. What you should work on. Thank God I'm recording this. Yes. That situation. It's also revealing your weakness, what you should work on. So you see that after some situation, some argument, this and this and that, you regret. Oh, why did I argue? Sometimes you say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. No. God allowed it to reveal that you should work on yourself. To reveal areas that you should work on. So it is good that friends will quarrel. It is good that a friend should disappoint you. It is good that a friend should shout at you. It is good that your husband should do this, your wife. It is good. Sometimes those things are good. Don't take them wrongly. It is revealing the other person to you. And also revealing your strength and ability and your maturity. It's a very good message. I am recording myself. I'm telling you. Situations come to reveal who we are. Somebody should write it for me. Situations come to reveal who we are, to reveal what we carry, to reveal the skills and the talent, the gifts that we have. Situation comes. Relational situations, they come to reveal who we are, to reveal what we carry, to reveal the talent and the giftings we are made of. Let me say it again. Relational situations come to reveal who we are, to reveal what we carry, to reveal what we are made of in talent, skills, and gifts, so that we know where to work on. We know which part of our lives we should give attention. Number two, situations come to reveal the other person to you. Situation comes to reveal the other person to you. You will be in trouble. And this friend of yours that you have been so close to, you share everything together. In fact, he has really been a help to you. But this time round, he says, I can't help you. This one, I cannot. Don't hate your friend. Don't hate the person. God is revealing to you how far the person can go, the person's limitation, so that you know that this person, this is how far this person can go. The person cannot go further. So that you know the areas in which you can trust the person. Right now, I know a lot. A situation arose between me and my wife. We found ourselves surrounded by a situation. And now we know people. We know the strength of people. We know the ability of people. We know how far people can go with us. We know those who can stand in with us even in death. We know those who can stretch their necks and say, Pastor, I will die with you. Like Peter said to Jesus. We know those who can say, no, as for this one, I don't want to hear it at all. I don't want to hear this at all. I don't want it. They are so allergic to the thing. Now we know. They are good people. They may be very good people. They may even be your key people who are they stand with you. But in that situation, they have not been designed. They have not been designed. Don't hate them. God is just showing you people's limitations. Because life has not yet ended. As long as we are here on earth, situations will come. You see, that is the main reason why we should trust in God. I'm telling you. That's why we shouldn't put our trust in man. Because every man has a limitation. Yes. Every human being, they have their limitation. People will not even take time to pray. They won't take time to meditate. They won't take time to go before the Lord. Immediately they hear that problem, they say, I don't want to hear it. I am not part. Because this thing cannot be real. I am not part of it. I am not. This one, I cannot. I am not. It is just showing you the future. That in future, when such a situation comes, don't trust that person. In that one, not that you shouldn't trust the person forever. No. But that one, the person hasn't gotten the ability to stand with you. These are relational issues. And when we know this, I am telling you that it will help your relationship a lot. It will help your relationship a lot. Today, we are engaging the new covenant. As I read, remember that a covenant is simply a supernatural or spiritual agreement. A covenant is a pact entered into with a supernatural power or a supernatural being. When you enter into an agreement with a supernatural being, we call it covenant. We call it covenant. On the level of us, at the natural level, we call it agreement. Agreement. We call it agreement. But in the spiritual level, we call it covenant. A covenant is a pact or an agreement entered into with a supernatural being or a supernatural power. For what? For personal advantage. For personal advantage. What is that personal advantage? Maybe for power, for prosperity, for prominence, for protection, for position, for solution, for whatever. These are the main reason, the main things that lead people into covenant. I call them the one, two, three, four, five, the five P's. Power, prosperity, prominence, protection, and position. This is what every human being is looking for. Every human being is looking for power. Recognition, yes. Prosperity. Prominence, to be known. To be known. Protection, yes. Every human being needs protection. And what? Position. Yes, every human being. Every woman wants to be a wife, missus. Most men, they want to marry. Most women, they want to be called missus. They want to be called mother. A man wants to be called father. These are the things that lead people into covenant. So a covenant is a power. When you hear covenant, the word covenant has a spiritual connotation. The word covenant has a spiritual connotation. Naturally, a covenant is simply an agreement. Naturally, a covenant is simply what? An agreement. Naturally, a covenant is simply an agreement. An agreement. An agreement. An agreement. Yes. But spiritually, it's called covenant because it is connected to a supernatural being or a supernatural power. For personal advantage, yes, for personal advantage, for family advantage, yes, career advantage, financial advantage, educational advantage. But you see, it depends upon the being, the kind of being with whom you are entering into that covenant, the kind of being with whom you are entering into that covenant. Because the kind of being into whom you enter that covenant with takes over your life. Yes. It takes over your generation. Some of us have done a lot of spiritual warfare. Our lives are what? Our lives are surrounded with battles. 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 During the 11th hour today, we are going to deal with unyielding battles, unyielding situations. How to deal with unyielding situations? I tell you, those who join, I know it's a difficult time. The time, 11:30 to 12:10, but the Lord will help. You can play it later. They will be blessed. the Lord was just teaching me how to deal with unyielding situations, unyielding powers. I won't share that now. But you see, it has something to do with a covenant. Covenant. A covenant is not a small thing. In the place there is a covenant, there is a sacrifice, there is an altar. Any place you see a covenant, there is a sacrifice, there is an altar. Yes. Spiritual covenant, there is a sacrifice, there is an altar. You say, I will do this for you, so that Lord, you too, you do this for me. I will make sure that I don't do this. I want to please you so that you also do this for me. It's a covenant. And a covenant, number three, a covenant has a spirit. A covenant has a spirit that monitors it. So a covenant has three parts. Somebody should write it for me. A covenant has three parts: a sacrifice, an altar, and a spirit. A sacrifice, an altar, and a spirit. Let me tell you. Why do we bring marriages to the church to be blessed? Before the altar there, let me tell you, marriage in the court, God is not there. The court there, God is not there, because that court there is not an altar. It's not an altar. It is a public place. Any religion can go there. It is a legal, national issue. That place is not a temple. No. But in the church, the church's altar is connected to the altar in heaven. It is connected to the throne. So the moment you send your marriage there, an angel comes to stand to take record. An angel comes to stand there to take record. A spirit comes from God to take charge. Anything you commit to God before the altar, a spirit comes to take charge of it. Yes. A spirit comes to take charge of it. That's why you are a walking altar. Your heart is an altar. Inside you, your heart is an altar. We have a personal altar in your heart. That's why everything must come from your heart. Anything coming from your heart, a spirit takes over. Sincerely, the day you accept Christ, sincerely and honestly, the Spirit of God takes charge. Many people have not sincerely accepted Christ. I'm telling you, they've accepted Christ only with their mouths. They haven't accepted Christ sincerely. But the moment you sincerely accept Christ, submit yourself to Christ, what happens? The Spirit of God enters you. The Spirit of Christ enters you. You are a moving altar. Your heart is an altar. Anything coming from your heart, I'm telling you, it has a result. If you are praying from your heart, not just your mind, like majority of our prayers, they are from our minds. That's why people will go. Yesterday I was demonstrating and people were laughing. How people pray with gymnastic. They jump, they are good. Actions are good. If only it is coming from your heart. Otherwise, most of our prayers are coming from our head and our mouths. I'm telling you. That's why people can pray right now in the church. The moment they step out of the gate, they are fighting. They are quarreling. You. I've seen this 3 times, but they didn't know that I saw it. I was standing somewhere and watching. Because if they see me, they will be too much ashamed. I saw it. So you. Is that what you were saying against me? Is that what you were saying against me? You. I warn you from today, these were people who have prayed all gymnastic. Pray this after me. Declare this after me. We shut down. We do this. They were all. So it means that when they were shutting down in the mind, you let's finish. Let's finish and you will see. Let's finish. So you see, it is an exercise of your mouth, your jaws, and your head. What you have said, it is not from your heart. If it is from your heart, the Spirit of God will start checking you. I'm telling you, even you forget. In fact, that thought, it will disappear. By the time you finish, it will disappear. You see the person and you even greet the person. Oh, how are you? How is everything? The heart is an altar. So every altar has, every sacrifice is made up of three things. Every covenant is made up of three things. A sacrifice, an altar, and a spirit. That is why some of us, our battles are not ending. Because, look, some people are passionate in life, like me, like this. I thank God for picking me so early. Anything I'm doing, I go deep. I make sure that I touch the zenith of it, the zenith, the highest point. I am a passionate person. So if the devil had taken me, I would have gone deeper. That was why God picked me early. That's why some things, I don't give myself to it. Immorality, fornicate. Because if I want to go inside, as much as possible, I pray against it daily. I don't, because I am like an addict. That's how I am. I don't do things in the surface. I am a deep person. I go deep into everything. I am passionate. So supposing I have passionately served the devil, and now I am a Christian, you will see my battles. You will see. And the little I did with my grandfather, look at the battles. My children will fight. Some of us, our parents, out of ignorance, they have made covenant with spirits. They have made covenant with powers. They have made covenant with things. And they were like my grandmother, like this. Oh, another passionate woman. Hey, she knows culture. She knows this. Traditional things. When she's doing it, you can really see that it is in her. It is in her. Pa, 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 pa. So you see, the spirit will come. And when that person stops, the spirit will get angry because they are no longer getting it. So what will they do? They turn against you. They begin to fight you and fight your generation. But you know, you and I, we are covered by a higher and supreme covenant. Say higher.
Higher.
And supreme covenant.
And supreme covenant.
We are covered by the ultimate covenant. That is the covenant of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to give his life for us. He shed his blood. He gave all his life so that anyone that gets saved, the person is free. So you are a child of the new covenant. We call it the new covenant. The word covenant also means testament, testament, testament. Look, you are a child of the new covenant. So we are going to engage the new covenant now. We are going to engage the new covenant. You are a child of the new covenant. Let the new covenant speak for me. Let the new covenant speak mine now. Covenants or covenant, they also involve words. 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 Holy Spirit, thank you. And number five, actions. Actions. So you see, I've gotten five now. The Holy Spirit just brought the other three. Every covenant involves a sacrifice, something to sacrifice. Most of the time, it's blood. Blood, an animal, something, or your time, something you sweat, sacrifice. Or an altar. The place of the sacrifice is an altar. Look, the place you sign that agreement, that place is an altar. I'm telling you, the demon of the spirit, the being, will always remind you of that place. It will stand on that place and fight for you. It will stand on that altar and speak for you or fight for you. I'm telling you. Yes. Look, sign a covenant, an agreement in Australia and move to Ghana. The spirit will stand there in Australia and fight for you in Ghana here. Australia, and speak for you, because that is the altar. That's why the entire church is an altar. That's why in every church there is a place that has been designed altar, even though the whole building is an altar. You yourself, inside you, you are an altar. Yes. And then the covenant has a spirit that monitors it. A spirit that monitors it. Words that are spoken. The things you say, words that are spoken. And then actions. 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 The action you took. The thing you offer. Look, when you know these things, you will live a victorious life. We want to pray now. Say, I'm a child of a new covenant.
Of a new covenant.
Say, I am covered by a new covenant.
I am covered by a new covenant.
Say, I am covered by a new covenant.
I am covered by a new covenant.
I am a child of 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 a new covenant.
Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I cease to be a victim.
A victim.
A victim.
A victim.
Of ancestral covenant.
Ancestral covenant.
Generational covenant.
Generational covenant.
Parental covenant.
Parental covenant.
Family covenant.
Family covenant.
I cease to be a victim.
A victim.
I cease to be a victim.
A victim.
I cease to be a victim.
I cease to be a
Let
victim.
The lady pastor lead you to continue. I will join.
Love, let's continue to declare that I cease to be a victim of ancestral covenant, of generational covenant, of family covenant, of parental covenant, of personal covenant. I cease to be a victim of generational covenant, of ancestral covenant, of family covenant, of parental covenant. I cease to be a victim. I cease to be a victim. I cease to be a victim. I cease to be a victim of any covenant that is fighting my life. I cease to be its victim. 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 I cease to be the victim of all negative covenants from my ancestral home. Yes, all ancestral covenants, all ancestral covenants, all generational covenants, all family covenants, all parental covenants. I cease to be their victim. 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 I cease to be a 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 victim because I am under the new covenant. I am under the new covenant because I am a child of a new covenant. Yes, a new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ. That is who I am. Therefore, I cease to be a victim of all past covenants.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let me tell you, beloved, God really loves us. I'm telling you, these prayers we are praying, take note of them. You don't need to go through any deliverance. What I mean is that you don't have to chase any prophet again. I'm telling you, you don't have to chase any prophet. You don't have to go and... I'm sorry, I'm not spoiling prophets' businesses. I am speaking the truth. I am speaking the truth. Some of them are still on, they are online. Yes, they know I'm speaking. Please, I beg you, stop chasing people. This prayer, if you pray this prayer well, we call them self-deliverance. Say self-deliverance.
Self-deliverance.
These are self-deliverance. I need to take time to teach this thing. When you understand this, look, sometimes I enter churches, prophet, when people are online, like TB Joshua. I've not gone to TB Joshua before. I'm just using an example. I enter a place. I make sure that no one there knows me. Me too, I'm going so that the prophet will tell me something. Do you know that no prophet has told me anything? Everybody, they are giving a word. Me, I get there. Sometimes the person will just straight the hand. They don't even touch me. We just straight the hand. At least a few of them, I say, you are a man of God. Your star is shining. They say those things. But I want them to just, me too, they should just, those days, so not now. Yes. When I was still a pastor, I test to see what a way that I hope you understand, something that me too, they can tell me. They don't tell me anything. Some too, I remember about three times. Yes. I received some fake things. So and so, all that the person was saying is not true. The person was just saying something so that you give them money. Look, when you understand these things and you, this is what you call self-deliverance. I'm telling you, self-deliverance. This prayer, you don't know what it is doing for you. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Any covenant.
Any covenant.
That is fighting me.
Any covenant.
Behind my situation. Behind my battles.
Behind my suffering.
Behind this challenge. Behind this unyielding situation.
Any covenant behind it.
Behind my marital problems. My marital challenges.
My health issues. My career issues. My business issues. My positional issues. My promotional issues.
I set the new covenant against you. I set the new covenant against you, yes Lord. Any covenant that is fighting my life, any covenant that is behind this situation, any covenant that is producing fruitlessness and unfruitfulness, any covenant that is producing poverty, any covenant that is producing sickness or disease in my life, any covenant that is fighting my joy in marriage, fighting me, any covenant
covenant causing delays, any covenant that is causing delays, any covenant that is causing this painful experience that I don't understand, any covenant behind it, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I set the new covenant against you.
I set the new covenant.
The new covenant against
I set the new covenant against
you. I set the new covenant against
you. I set the new covenant against
you.
I set the new covenant against you.
I set the new covenant against
you. I set the new covenant against you.
I set the new covenant against you.
I set the new covenant against you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any
covenant
that is still working.
That is still working
against me.
Against me.
Any evil.
Evil. And wicked covenant
that is still pursuing.
That is still pursuing
my dream.
My dream.
Pursuing.
Pursuing
my destiny.
My destiny.
Pursuing.
Pursuing
anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
Let the blood.
Let the blood
of the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of
the new covenant.
Of the new covenant.
Swallow you.
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 Swallow that demonic covenant.
Let the blood of Jesus
swallow that demonic covenant.
Swallow that demonic altar.
Swallow that demonic shrine.
Swallow that demonic
spirit.
Spirit.
Swallow those demonic
altars. Yes, swallow you right now. Let the blood of the new covenant swallow you now. Swallow you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the blood of the new covenant swallow you. Let the blood of the new covenant swallow you. Let the blood of the new covenant swallow you now. Swallow you now. Swallow you now. Swallow you now. Swallow you now.
Swallow you, swallow you, swallow you, swallow you, swallow you.
Let the blood of the new covenant swallow you. That demonic covenant that is fighting me, fighting any aspect of my life. Yes, let the blood of Jesus Christ, the new, yes, Lord, the blood of the new covenant, yes, Lord, destroy your power, neutralize you right now. Swallow you completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the blood swallow you now. Let the blood swallow you now. Let the blood swallow you.
Swallow you, swallow you, swallow you,
swallow you,
swallow you,
swallow you,
swallow you,
swallow you,
swallow you,
swallow you,
swallow you,
swallow you, swallow you now in the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, let my new covenant.
Let my new covenant.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
Fight for me.
Fight for me.
Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Fight for me.
Fight for me.
Speak for me. Fight for me.
Fight for me.
Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Fight for me.
Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Fight for me.
Speak for me.
Speak for me.
Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any power.
Any power.
Any spiritual entity.
Any spiritual entity.
Any principality.
Any principality.
Any demon.
Any demon.
Any spirit.
Any spirit.
Any witch.
Any witch.
Any wizard.
Any wizard.
From a covenant.
From a covenant.
Behind my situation.
Behind my situation.
According to the word of God.
According to the word of God.
In Hebrews chapter 12.
In Hebrews chapter 12.
Verse 25.
Verse 25.
Do not refuse.
Do not refuse.
The voice of the blood.
The voice of the blood.
Do not refuse.
Do not refuse.
The blood that is speaking.
The blood that is speaking.
The blood of the new covenant.
The blood of the new covenant.
Is speaking a better way.
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 Speaking a better thing.
Speaking a better thing.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
In Hebrews chapter 12.
Hebrews chapter 12.
Verse 24.
Verse 24.
And 25.
Five,
the blood
is speaking,
a better thing,
a better thing,
a better way,
a better thing,
a better way,
a better thing,
a better thing,
a better way,
a better way,
the blood
of the new covenant,
of the new covenant
wishes me
a better thing,
a better thing,
a better life,
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 better marriage,
better marriage,
better marriage,
better husband,
better husband,
better wife,
better wife.
Better children,
better children,
better position, better business, better career,
better investment,
better health,
better
the
health.
Blood
of the new covenant,
has delivered,
has delivered unto me better things, better relationships, better wives, better children, better careers, better business, better investment, better 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 obey,
never refuse.
According to verse 25.
Of Hebrews chapter 12.
See to it.
That you do not refuse.
Him who is speaking.
Though you cannot refuse.
You cannot refuse. Witches and wizards.
Around me.
Powers in my family, powers in this office, powers in this community, powers in this home, spirits in this home, agents in this office.
Don't refuse the new covenant in the blood of Jesus. You cannot refuse.
Covenant.
They are nowhere.
Closer to the new covenant. new covenant. I have identified with the new covenant.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Very source, you have time. You are doing well. Anyone that has engaged any evil authors from the occult, juju, voodoo, witchcraft, or marine powers to activate any satanic covenant against any area of our lives, we command them to be swallowed by the blood of the new covenant of Jesus. That is great. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for your time. God bless you. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the new covenant.
Let the new covenant.
Speak my time now.
My time now.
Speak my time
now. Speak my time now.
Manifest my time now.
Manifest my time now.
Manifest my time now.
Manifest my time now.
Let the new covenant.
Let the new covenant
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The ultimate covenant.
The ultimate covenant.
The supreme covenant.
The supreme covenant.
The superior covenant.
The superior covenant.
Above all.
Above all.
Speak my time now.
Speak my time now.
Speak my time now.
Speak my time now.
Speak my time.
Manifest my testimony now.
Yes, let the new covenant fight for me and speak better things according to. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
let
Christ.
Let the new covenant.
Let the new covenant
fight for me.
Fight for me.
Speak for me.
Speak for
defend
me.
Defend me.
Defend
protect
me.
Protect me.
Protect me.
Protect me.
My
fight
family.
For me.
Fight for
fight
me.
Fight for me.
Fight for me.
Fight for my family.
Fight for my family.
Fight for my
fight
position.
For my position.
Fight for my
fight
promotion.
For my promotion.
Fight for my better
fight
life.
For my better
oh,
life.
It is working.
Yes, O Lord.
It is working.
Let the
it
new
is working.
Covenant.
Marakato.
Yes, Lord. Fight for me. Fight for me. Fight for me. And speak better
Wali
things for me.
Kasiya.
Yes, Lord. Speak
teke
for my marriage. Fight for my life.
Fight for my marriage.
Fight for my husband. Fight for my children. Fight for everyone online. Let the new covenant, yes, Lord, in the blood
in
of
Jesus
fight
name.
For me. Amen.
Say once again.
Once again.
I declare.
I declare.
To all powers.
To all powers.
That I, Delali Boja,
I, Gladys Boja.
I identify.
I identify.
With the new covenant.
With the new covenant.
Of the blood of Jesus.
Of the blood of
I
Jesus.
Identify myself.
I identify
with
myself.
With the new covenant.
With the new covenant.
The new covenant.
The new covenant.
It's covering.
It's my covering.
I am walking.
I am walking.
I am living.
I am living.
In the new covenant.
In the new covenant.
Devil.
Devil.
Get off.
Get off.
Satan.
Satan.
Get off.
Get off.
Agents.
Agents.
Of the devil.
Of the devil.
And Satan.
And Satan.
Get off my
and
way.
Satan, get off
get
my way.
Get off my atmosphere.
Get off my atmosphere.
Get off my environment.
Get off my environment.
Get out of my marriage.
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 Get out of my atmosphere.
Get out of my atmosphere.
Get out of my environment.
Get out of my environment.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out
of my path.
Get out of my path.
Get out of my way.
Get out of my way.
The path.
The path.
To the delivery
to the
angel.
Delivery angel.
Get out. Get out.
Get out. Get out.
Get out.
Get out of my way.
Get out.
Get out
get
of
out,
the way.
Down,
get out of the way.
Get out. Get out.
Clear off in the name of Jesus.
Get out.
Clear off in the name of Jesus. Get out of our way right now. The path of the angel now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 This is how far the Lord has brought us. I thank you for joining. I congratulate you. Remember, keep these things in your mind. One way to Christian to live a victorious Christian life is consciousness. You see, be conscious of who you are. be conscious that you are a child of the new covenant. You have been purchased by the blood. Look, that consciousness alone. Anytime you face a problem, activate the new covenant. Let the new covenant, let the altar of the blood of Jesus fight for me. Confront this situation. Confront this challenge. Confront this problem. You will see. Solutions will start coming. Your deliverance has begun. Your testimony has started. Beloved, it is working. Be conscious of it. When you are driving, when you are walking, wherever you are, be bold. Be courageous. Look, anything that comes your way, any news you hear, laugh at it and say, you don't know. If you know my covering,
yes,
if you
Lord.
Know my covering,
yes,
if you know Lord. My covering,
yes,
if
Lord.
You know what covers me, yes, you will not try it. You look, even when you make mistakes, look, when you make mistakes, just acknowledge, I made mistake. I have sinned. Lord, forgive me. Have mercy on me. That is all. You are true. You are true. You are true. The devil knows it. Satan knows it. The devil is the legal name for Satan. Because accuser of the brethren, it means devil. Devil means accuser. Satan means enemy, adversary. Yes. So, beloved, I thank God for your lives. God willing, we shall continue on Friday. But today, 11:30, 11th hour prayer parade. 11th hour prayer parade. We are going to deal with unyielding situation, unyielding powers. Yes, share the link. Invite people. I know it's not an easy time. It's not an easy time. Don't worry. Yes, you can play it later. I'm beginning to receive testimonies from abroad. I don't know, people are abroad. The other day, an archbishop called me, yes, in Ghana, here.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.